This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, a stunning revelation from Chris about Ed Sheeran, a ridiculous Bumbleo Wednesday, and Big Shaq came to see us. He gave us his thoughts on I'm a Celebrity and Blue Planet, plus we got him to do a brand new version of his track. We rented a grandmother, and we bring you Nan's Not Hot. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Good times on the show yesterday with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And we started to get a bit festive on the show because it's 5 weeks away now, Christmas, you know?
Mm.
And we found some X-rated Christmas crackers. So Mark Wahlberg has one of these crackers, opens it, and discovers a little present inside, like we do in the UK. They don't know about Christmas crackers in the US, so it really confused them.
Yeah, I found that amazing that Americans don't really do Christmas crackers.
I know, because they're so good. Why would you not?
Yeah, well, no, but it's such a big tradition here.
Yeah, they are. They're massive. Anyway, so Mark Wahlberg discovered a filled water pistol, like a tiny little one that we fill with water, decided to spray Will Ferrell, and Will Ferrell went really Anchorman.
Oh. Oh, it's film. Oh my God, that's battery acid. Oh,
is it?
Oh,
oh, sorry.
Oh, ah.
This is a British gang.
Oh, I'm BBC, not you're clearly going down. I'm going to sue the BBC
now.
Wow,
I think they had you sign a little release thing.
No, I didn't sign anything yet.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Should I spray you one more time?
I'm going straight to the
really
bank right here, the Bank of England,
time.
Before it gets dissolved with Brexit.
And then the trivia in the cards, in the crackers, really confused them. No idea what pigs and blankets are.
Oh! Oh, shotgun blast to her.
It is frightening when those things go off.
Oh, it's a fingernail clipper.
I feel like my heart skips two beats.
Yeah.
Trivia, what are pigs in the blankets known as in Germany?
Schweinsteinkesteins.
Close.
Yeah.
Weinchen im Schlafrock, which translates to sausages in a dressing gown.
Okay.
I mean, that was really confusing them. And then one final gift in the crackers really confused them both.
Oh. Oh. That is a pot pipe with a hole
in the
bottom.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, that's somebody's Don't do that. If there was a bottom in it, yeah, see that? That's where the...
It's a wine stopper. Oh, it's not a
It's something
it's
like
not,
that.
It doesn't look like
okay.
my... It doesn't look like my
Okay.
It really wasn't a wine stopper, and I'm glad he didn't eat it. Hello to Hannah in Bristol, who's just seen this video online. She's like, I wasn't expecting it to be so rude. I did warn you yesterday.
One, Scott Mills.
Okay, Martha's been on saying, are there any Ghostbusters today? I've got to be honest with you, Martha. I can't cope with another one after Monday's show. Where we got through to the guy that had been ghosting the girl. He had not contacted her at all after going on a date with her. It was just so awk.
Mm. I mean, we actually got hold of a ghost. I always think with this that it's never going to happen, and we got through.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he answered, and I couldn't believe that he was like, yeah, I'm just sorry, it was the distance. She was moving to Australia, so she broke my heart.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. If you have been ghosted, if you've been chatting to someone maybe on a dating app and you thought it was fine, then you never heard anything again, email me. If you've still got the details, that would be good. If you've not completely blocked them or deleted them from your life, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and we'll go to work on Ghostbusters.
BBC Radio
1. Nice to hear you on the breakfast show with Grimmy this morning, Bae.
Mm. And when you're on at that time, it feels like, I don't know, there was less of a filter when I, with some of the stuff I said.
I definitely think there was less filter. Is that because it was early morning and that?
Is this why you're bringing it up now?
Well, I mean, the whole idea of the feature on the Radio Breakfast Show is that you're as honest as you want. And you really were.
It's like a new game that they do. And I think when they got new things like this, I said this, when they have new games like this, they experiment on people like me, because if it works, they'll go to people like you or big pop stars and that. But if it doesn't work, they can just blame me.
Oh, okay. So it's like a new idea. Do you feel like a guinea pig?
I felt like a guinea pig, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it was fun. It was really fun.
Okay, so the game is just be as honest as you want.
Yeah, so what happens is me and Grimmy get asked a question and then we both write answers on a piece of paper, and then we have to show each other those answers.
Yeah.
Now, if the answers are the same, we don't have to say our answers on air or have to explain them. But if the answers are different, we have to explain why.
Got you. Okay. And yours was different.
Yeah.
So you had to explain why.
On both questions. So one of the questions was, which Radio 1 DJ would you least like to go on holiday with?
And you said...
I said Matt Edmondson, and then loads of grasses decided to tweet Matt Edmondson and say, like, if Matt wasn't listening, I think it looked bad.
Has he been on to you today?
I messaged him and said, look, I've seen some of the tweets you've been receiving.
Oh, it's so awkward.
Sorry about that, mate.
Okay. And then the other one?
The other question was, what is your least favourite song on the Radio 1 playlist?
And you ended up throwing Major Shade on a really popular song that people like. Let's hear it.
I've said the worst song on the Radio 1 playlist, because I'm already sick of it, is this. And it's Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, ouch. People love that song.
You're not allowed to say that, are you?
Well, it's not my favourite Ed Sheeran song.
We always get people messaging in saying, oh, I heard it at a wedding at the weekend. We heard it on this one. It's like, oh, really? Like, is it not too obvious
For a wedding? You look perfect
tonight. I'll tell you why I don't like it as well. It just gets awkward in the studio because it's all like...
Yeah, it's too lovey-dovey.
It's too much that way. It's a bit sickly.
That is true. When I play it, I do feel uncomfortable around you guys. I do.
It changes the tone. And the thing is, we're the biggest Ed Sheeran fans. We love Ed Sheeran.
Oh, my God, we love
this
him.
This isn't even about the rest of the album. It's this one song.
Yeah, it's just this song because he knows exactly what he's doing. And it's for all you people that are having weddings soon. I'm doing it now.
No, would you agree? If you're being honest right now, when we play that song in the studio, you don't really like it.
I'm not playing the game, though.
But that's the truth.
Okay, here's what's happening.
He knows what he's doing. He'll be the first to admit.
Yeah. In his diary one day, it was written, Tuesday, write a song that everyone will want at their wedding.
Yes.
And then he did it in about 5 minutes. In the same way that probably a few months before that, he put in his diary, Wednesday, write a song that everyone in Ireland will like. And then he does it.
I think he's even said this, that when he wrote this song, he wanted to do a song like Thinking Out Loud, which would be played at weddings.
Great song.
But he wanted to own all of the writing credits for it.
Yes.
So, I don't know if that's out there, but I believe that was the story.
So, as Ed is licking his finger and just counting through all his cash, you listen to Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Now I know I have met an angel in person, and she looks perfect. I don't.
That's cute. Tyler says, me and my wife had this as our first dance on the 12th of August at our wedding. We feel like a cliche now. Oh, no, it's fine.
Yeah, that's
You're not
worried.
The only ones.
It's not special. Like, I feel sorry for Snoddy in Skipton.
What's he saying?
He says, that's made me feel well awkward now, as it's mine and my girlfriend's song and she wants it at our wedding. Mm. Might scrap it.
Well,
I would.
Yeah.
Because everyone...
Everybody.
It's not just you and your girlfriend's song, and I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
Man's Not Hot.
Yeah, find another one. Man's Not Hot would be good, because no one else is going to have it.
No.
Everyone's going to have that one.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Big Shaq is on the show after 3 o'clock. Man's Not Hot. Over 50 million views. Over 40 million streams of this track.
It's huge.
So big. All kind of started on One Extra with Charlie Sloth. It's gone big.
Mm.
We've got him just after 3. Charlie, you love Big Shaq.
I just love him. I don't know what it is.
Why?
He's a mad thing.
I don't think anyone really knows quite why they like Big Shaq. It's a catchy song, though.
Yeah.
Are you one of those, Charlie, that kind of goes around and can make the noises?
I try, but I don't think I can do it as well as he can.
Yeah, well, obviously not, no, but...
It's like, because I can't do it, and it really annoys me, and then I look pathetic when I'm like...
Screw up!
Can't do it.
How many of the words do you know?
A few.
Can I hear it?
Oh.
What?
Pop out the four door with a 4-4. It was 1, 2, 3, and 4. Chilling in a corridor. The tingle. Screw up!
She's actually better than you. Yes, very good, Charlie.
I bet you give it more on a night out, though.
You definitely do.
Definitely.
I like
it's
hand
a,
movements.
It's a karaoke song, yes.
Karaoke?
Yes.
Have you done this at karaoke?
Yes, sadly we have.
I love it. Right, listen, I know you're excited for it. Big Shaq's on at 3:10, all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott Mills.
Ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Do it. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, ven,
ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven, ven. Let's have a good Gap Mills.
Okay. Pressure. Pressure.
Second round of action. There is a cut on my anus. MMA fighter Danny Maynes from Inuyinbingo.
Oh yeah, the MMA fighter.
Yeah. Matt Emmonson with a shocking revelation from earlier in the week.
Emma, something I can share with you from my life here. Whenever I cut mushrooms at home, I like to sing this song in a French accent. We are the champions. No?
Done face has called time. Maynes taking a thumb.
Brenda?
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Maynes has relaxed here, Pat.
A lot about that fighter on
the
today.
Fighter. Yeah.
Question time. Radio 4.
London, N1P, 1RU. Details of all of those, of course, on the Gardener's Question Down pages of the Radio 4 website. Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
Great name.
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh. So that is a pot pipe with a hole.
It looks like that. Yeah.
No, it's not. No, that's somebody's Don't do that. If there was a bottom in it, yeah, see that? That's where the...
It's a wine stopper. It's not a
It's something
it's
like
not,
that.
It doesn't look
okay.
like my... It doesn't look like my
Okay.
Sharp is blinking heavily. Maynes is in a bit of pain here.
Do you remember the Olympics?
Yeah. We go home now and get ourselves into a nice bet anyway. Cool ourselves down a bit after that. And
get a bit of steak.
A bit of steak, yeah. The food is fantastic there. Like, you can have steak for breakfast, lunch and dinner with spuds if you like.
Maynes getting beaten on.
What's the back of the head?
How many are there? I'm hot.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
Maynes is relaxed here, Pat.
Come on! It's been going on!
We all okay?
That was an unbelievable gap.
Thank
there.
You. Okay, so who have we got? We've got Alex in Stoke, best gap I've ever heard. Had to pull over, I'm laughing that hard. Love it. Also, we have got Happy It's Wednesday, Felix from Bath. Nice gap, lads. Impressive gap. En route to Newcastle from Mad One. That's Connie in, Gus and BJ.
Shout out to Callum in Cornwall, currently cutting the cauliflowers in his tractor.
Marcus and Lucy, en route to Southampton. You've spelled en route O-N.
Oh.
Christmas shopping's on, though. And that really cheered them up, the gap.
Let's do it.
Matt from St Austell, hello. Sarah, Callum and Brody on their way to rainy Glasgow.
A lot of farmers on today. It feels a real farmery day. Sam bumbleing his plough off again. Shout out to Mike and Sam bumbleing their wagon wheels off. Oh.
Ozzy the bailiff bumbleing his nuts off in Worcester while carrying a TV.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Be careful out there. Archie and Amy in Redditch. Big Dave farming in Bedfordshire. Izzy in Manchester says, I cannot contain myself in the library at Will Ferrell and Bumble Wednesday.
John Face has called time. Maynes taking a thumb.
Oh, getting this in my mouth is too good.
Anyone else?
Holly and Harriet, also in the silent bit of York Uni Library.
Hiya. one. I'm a teacher crying with laughter at the gap, trying to mark my papers, says Lauren.
That's one.
Hello, Anna, who's listening in at Ipswich. Jamie, who is so hot, he's bumbling his jumper off. Man's hot. Jake in his Massey in Winchester. And Sam ploughing away again in Martham.
Mills.
This is Duncan, 22, at University in Northumbria. Hey, Dunk.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good.
You excited for Big Shat, you keen?
I am, yeah. I'm big fan.
Do you know all the words?
I wouldn't go that far, but I know a couple of them.
It's mad. Since we started playing this, like, obviously it all started with Charlie Sloth, and then around Fresher's time, we noticed, like, so many people knew all the words already, and it just seems to have snowballed this thing into a massive song.
It's just, I don't know how it's in the top 10, but, you know, what an amazing song.
It's amazing. We've got a new version as well, which we're going to run by him. Don't get many Duncans these days, do you, young Duncans?
No, not at all.
They're phasing them out, like Gary's.
phasing them out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you know... called Donuts.
Donuts? Why? Oh, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes,
clever.
Right, so yesterday I won with Playing With Fire off of N-Dubs. This is what I've got for you today, Duncan. Old school. Sierra, one two step.
This would have been a great one for you to do on Strictly. One, two, step. They would never do it, would they? Although the band doing this would be awesome. A-Marie.
What dance would this be?
You'd have to tell me. Samba?
Don't ask me.
Dun.
It's just Sierra, imagine. Not A-Marie.
And, Anton de Beck dancing to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay, so that's my one.
All right, Duncan, you can have that. Or my banger's choice today is this. Let me go. Hey.
Oh.
Remember this one? This is the Ting Tings. Right, yeah. Man. Oh. Shut up. Shut up and let me go.
Quite old ones today, but both very good.
We've got both. Big choice. There's definitely a lot of weight on the shoulders here.
I know.
Building it apart.
So, I'm going to go with the second one.
Right?
Right.
Chris's or Scott's?
Scott's.
What?
No, mine was the first one, babe.
Oh, you're having a mare here, Duncan.
I am.
Right. Which one would you like?
Play them again.
what a legend.
Duncan, all if right. you could pay attention next time, that'd be awesome.
I will.
Okay. This is Scott's.
Everybody get on the floor. Right, that one. Step. Or...
Yeah. Let me go. Hey, and that's my one.
Okay.
Chris's song.
We'll go with Chris's.
Okay. All right, then. Just wanted to check. Ting Tings on BBC Radio 1. Shut up and let me go. Hello, Ellen in Bolton. She says, I'm lolling at Duncan in the library. Got some right looks just then. What a babe he is. But a bit of a robbery.
Mm.
I don't think Duncan knows who we are, Chris. He doesn't know the difference between us.
Possibly. Someone saying that they were both poor bangers, like this one from Piers. Sorry, guys, but that would have to be a Simon Cowell moment. Do you have another song? You know where he puts his hand
in
up?
The air.
Hand up. Do you have another
Stop.
One?
Stop. Another song,
Suspiciously,
please.
The second one always goes well.
Yeah. Paul in Bristol says, no wonder they're phasing out Duncans. They are, like Gary's. They're getting less and less. Okay, so 2-1 to Chris on bangers.
Scott Mills.
Now on Radio 1, Big Shaq is here. Hello.
What's happening? What's going on?
I guess you've waited quite a long time for this moment to be on Radio 1.
Yeah, big man. You know, like, I've been in this building before, but, like, this is a special moment.
Yeah, we should also shout out one extra here because, you know, if it wasn't for Charlie Sloth and that fire in the booth, they've already sent me a tweet today with an eye roll on it, which suggests that they're like, oi, He's our property. Get off him.
Who, man like Charles?
Yeah, what, yeah. What's your take on him?
Who, Charles?
Mm. Yeah, Charles Slough.
He's all right, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, turquoise eyes and that, you know. Yeah, you know, it's all right.
Would you say he is the best looking fat man in the world? Because I think there's a debate to be had.
I don't know where the heck he got that from, big man. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, fat man, yeah, definitely. But best looking, big man, he needs to look in the mirror. He never shaves.
He's he says he's on a diet at the moment.
What diet is he on?
I don't know, he didn't go into detail.
Oh boy, you better ask him what diet he's on, because it doesn't look like anything's changing.
The thing is, he's not going to be the best looking thin man in the world, is he? No. So it's I mean, a dangerous move from him.
Yeah, it's. And I mean, he'll probably make less money if he goes thin.
Mm.
A bit like Gemma Collins.
Mm. Who's that? Gemma?
Gemma Collins?
Gemma Collins.
Oh, that girl, innit?
You know her?
No.
You know reality stars? Like, who do you like? Like, or what TV do you like?
Man like Keith Lemon.
Yeah.
I like Keith.
Anyone else?
Marvin Humes, JLS.
Marvin Humes is good, isn't he?
Yeah, he's good. I like that.
He is good.
You know what I'm saying?
What about him and Rochelle together, or just Marvin on his own?
No, I like Rochelle as well.
Yeah. She's... On This Morning, good.
Yeah, yeah, This Morning.
I didn't know you'd be a big JLS fan.
You know, like, yeah.
It's just from your youth, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you've got to tap into different kinds of music.
They did have some tunes in the day.
They did have some tunes.
Beat Again. It was good, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. My heart keeps beating.
That's it, yeah.
Not just one time.
Yeah.
What artist have you met that's always been a hero of yours, but now that you're a pop star,
well,
you've met...
Don't say pop.
Pop star.
Oh, sorry.
Big man. I don't know who you think you're talking about. I'm not Justin Timberlake. Mm. Okay. Bugsy Malone.
Yeah. Mm.
Stormzy. Who else? I like that singer, Rhea Ora.
Yeah, she's good.
She's got a good aura.
Have you met her?
Yeah. From the back.
Yeah.
I saw her back.
Right, so you didn't actually meet her?
I did, but like...
From the back.
From the back.
Okay. Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'd quite like to do as an introduction to Radio 1, I'd quite like to do a thing called Big Shaq On, where I just give you a subject and you just talk to me.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
I like that. You know what I really like? Squatty, your jacket.
Do you like it?
Sick, man. What is it called? Camel?
It's Camel, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, actually, we were saying this earlier, me and you are total opposite because I'm always hot.
You're always hot?
He's literally sweating.
Sweaty fox.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, always
Maybe
hot.
You need to change your deodorant.
Well, no, I don't think you can... Well, you can smell me in a
That's
minute.
That's what I'm saying.
You can smell me.
Perspiration thing.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't it mad how some people do sweat a lot more than others?
Yeah.
Scott sweats in any situation.
Yeah, like anything. I'm starting to perspire a little bit now.
You're starting to perspire?
Because I've met you.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, more in a minute. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Big Shaq is with us, obviously, with his jacket on. Now, I want to get your opinion on a bunch of things. You ready?
Let's do this.
Okay. Big Shaq on... I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Bushkata trial with the cockroach. Mm.
Cockroaches. And the kangaroo anus.
And the kangaroo. What's it called? Kangaroo. Mm. Yeah.
Kangaroo.
What?
You know what a kangaroo is, right?
It's not kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Oh, is it kangaroo? What?
They jump.
How do you say it?
Kangaroo.
You're saying it wrong, big man. Kangaroo. What's wrong with you?
Kangaroo.
Where do you get kangaroo? What's that? What's a kangaroo?
Kangaroo.
Sounds like a type of food. What's that?
Well, it is. For some people, it is, I guess.
It is on that show.
What's kangaroo, innit?
All right.
Would you go on the show?
To do what?
Go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
To go eat ants.
Yeah.
Well, and anus.
And be on TV.
No, I wouldn't do it.
All right.
It's all right.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Big Shaq on Blue Planet.
Put me on a red one.
No, so the Blue Planet is a TV show with David Attenborough.
You know, man like David.
Yeah.
Man like Attenborough. With the birds.
With the birds. Yeah. Well, it's more sea creatures, but there are some birds on this one, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Sea creatures. Quack, quack.
It's true, he's not done ducks yet, I don't think.
No ducks as yet.
Yeah, quack, quack. Bring the doves out.
Big Shaq on Travelling.
Travelling.
Must be doing a lot of it now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like now that Man's Not Hot is out, you're kind of exploring the world a lot more? I mean, where did you do the music video?
Oh, do you know, that was a global one. Mm. Went to, like, Miami.
I know.
Amsterdam.
Okay. Nice.
Couple places. Scotty, I feel like you're cutting me off.
No, I'm just hearing you.
Oh, okay.
It's just that noise you did then.
What's wrong with it?
I saw that sign.
I had to clear my throat. I know. Don't you do that, Scotty?
Not so much. I saw a video of you, I think you were in Miami.
Miami. I was there.
Did you hang out with Drake?
Drake. We were supposed to link up, but like, we kind of missed each other.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I met DJ Khaled instead.
Yeah, I know about that.
Yeah, big up DJ Khaled.
Did he constantly go, DJ Khaled?
What's wrong with your neck?
DJ!
That was one of the worst impressions I've ever seen.
Does he do that a lot?
He doesn't do that.
Oh.
Is he all right, big man?
He's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
It's just when he tries to be DJ Khaled.
I just like
wrong.
To extend my neck for the DJ Khaled impression.
Oh, I see.
DJ Khaled!
Man likes Corey. He's got the banter.
DJ Khaled really liked you.
Yeah, he does. Mm. That's my guy.
So you met DJ Khaled, Reese Aurora from the back.
Yep.
Anyone else?
Oh, man, the list will go on. Do you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, we're international. Check the statistics.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
51 million views or something.
I think you got it wrong. It's incorrect. 62.
Oh, it's gone up.
You didn't do quick maths in school, did you?
No, I did not.
Clearly.
62 million views. Are you now a buff daddy?
Buff daddy. Mm. I like that.
What is a buff daddy?
I don't know.
All right.
It's Jay Huss' song, isn't it?
Jay Huss, buff daddy.
Buff daddy.
You look like a buff daddy in that jacket.
Thanks.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that actually a good thing?
It must be a good thing, because he calls himself the buff daddy.
Yeah.
I don't call myself that.
No. You're Big Shaq.
That's right.
Mm. Big Shaq, I've got something pretty special for you today. Mm. Obviously, the original Man's Not Hot, doing big business around the world.
Yeah.
We've actually found a nan, like an older lady.
A nan.
She loves what you do.
She loves what I do.
Nan dem.
Whoa. Big up nan. Hold tight nan.
She's actually, she's quite a bad nan. She's in the live lounge right now next door. And if you don't mind, I'm going to play a track and then we'd like to do some kind of collaboration with you. And I'm sorry to spring this on you, with you and the nan.
Big man, like, you know, a lot of things have changed. If you want things like that, you have to speak to my agent.
We did.
We have.
What did he say?
They said it was all fine as long as you can get on Radio 1, which is fair enough, right?
Man likes Corey and Chrissy.
I think you can all see where this is going. Winter is coming.
Yeah.
We thought we'd do your song with a nan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you put two and two together there?
Yeah.
Instead of man, it's nan.
Nan. Oh, so nan's not hot.
Yeah. Yes.
That's it.
Ah, nan's not hot.
I know. Genius.
I like that. You got nice white teeth.
Thank you, yeah. It matches my jacket.
Your jacket's not white.
That's a good point.
Not matches, it compliments, I meant.
Yeah, you speak the proper English, Chris.
Thank you.
You know what
Scott,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
Scott's Chris.
We'll send you into the live lounge now.
Yeah.
And then, just roll with it, just see what happens.
Live lounge.
All right.
Okay, let's do this.
Big Shaq in the live lounge next. Not officially, but it's happening. Scott Mills. The reaction is strong to Big Shaq.
I'm so excited for this next bit, though, Scott. The nan that we've got involved in this is such a legend. We've met her. She is awesome.
Right, so we found we've rented a nan for the day, and her name is Nana Mo.
You can do such a thing as well.
Yeah, you can. And she is going to take part in Nan's Not Hot. Clever wordplay there from man to nan.
Of course, there'll be a video for this, of course, but right now I'm very excited to see how this plays out.
Right, so if you'd like to describe what Nana Mo wears there.
She's
not normally, but today.
What weird way to put it. She's like your, exactly how you imagine a nan would look like. She's your stereotypical nan.
Grey
she's
hair.
Got a cardigan, all that kind of thing. Although for this, of course, we've got her in a big jacket.
So she's wearing a massive puffer. And she's got a snapback on.
Here we go. Right. Okay. Moment's here, Scott.
All right. So this is a new version, brand new version, never heard before, of Big Shaq with Nana Mo. We've borrowed the live lounge for Nan's Not Hot. Here we go.
Yo, it's Big Shaq, Nana Mo, Nan's Not Hot, never hot. Yo, skitty pop pop. Boom. 2 + 2 is -1. That's
3.
Quick maths. Every day's nan's on the block. Smoke.
Cheese.
See your nan in the park. That nan is a
plodder.
When a ting went quack, 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 you man were
duck. Hold tight, Asni. He's got a chumpy. Hold tight, my nan. She's got a frisbee. I trap, trap, trap on the phone. Moving that cornflakes. Rice Krispies. Hold tight, my girl Whitney. On the road doing 10 toes. Like my toes. You man thought I froze. I see a pen girl, then I pose. If she ain't on it, I'll ghost. Ha, look at your nose. You donut. Nose long like garden hose. Come on. I told her nan's not hot. I told her nan's not hot. The girl told her take off a wig. So she said,
nan's not hot.
I told her nan's not hot. I told her nan's not hot. The girl told her take off a wig. So she said,
nan's not hot.
Nan's not hot. Nana, cover up this for this bit. Listen, you haven't heard this bit, have you?
No.
Cover up your ears. It goes like this.
Oh.
The ting goes skrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr boom. Skia. Do do cook cook dun dum. Pum pum.
Pum pum.
You're done now.
You're done.
You're done now.
Nan's not hot.
Nan's not hot. You're done now. You're done now. Oh, your hat came off. Hey, hat came off. Don't worry about that.
Come on, everybody. Yes. That was amazing. Big Shaq, Nana Mo, Nan's not hot. BBC.
Radio. Scott Mills.
Claire's on the line. You've got a story involving a Christmas cracker, right?
Yeah, it reminded me of something that happened when I was at primary school, and I just thought I'd bring you and tell you the story.
Were either Will Ferrell or Mark Wahlberg there?
No, unfortunately not.
What happened?
I was at primary school, and it was lunchtime, and I was really bored, so I was like sort of snooping around the teacher's desk, and I found this cracker, and it looked a bit old and tatty, so I'm there, and I was like, oh, someone pull this cracker with me.
Wasn't even Christmas, was it?
No, well, it was coming up to Christmas, but we were learning about the war. So they pulled this cracker, and it went bang, and this old tatty toy went flying across the classroom, and then all of a sudden I just heard this almighty scream, no! And then this kid come running over crying, and it transpires that it was actually an antique, and his granddad used to own a cracker company, and it was the last one.
Oh, no, so it was like, it was a show and tell. It was a wartime cracker.
It was a wartime cracker, yeah.
What was the toy out of interest? Do you remember?
I don't even know. It was like some little like round ball. I don't know. It probably was just a ball, you know. It was from the war.
Was it a ration book?
Uh-oh.
So that's gone well then. You destroyed someone's show and tell.
Yeah,
from the
much.
War,
well,
that's
not me,
terrible.
Personally. It wasn't me personally.
Yeah, well, you started it by finding it.
You're the worst type of person. You're the one that eggs the people on that does things.
Yeah, and then retreats.
Oh, that is me, yeah.
I do that to Scott a lot, to be fair.
I
generally say, you know what, do you want to be really funny if you go and do that? And Scott needs little persuasion to go do it, and then he gets in trouble.
Why is that? I don't know. It's hardly any persuasion, is it?
You're so easy on those kind of things.
So easily led.
Scott Mills.
Those are Wednesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Come and join us. Scott Mills.